Special Service Division presents the Music Hall, starring Bing Crosby, with Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Ken Carpenter, and the Charioteers. All right, all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, here's Bing.
I've got sixpence, jolly, jolly sixpence. I've got sixpence, gotta last me all my life. I've got tuppence to spend, tuppence to lend, tuppence to send home to my wife. No cares have I to grieve me, no pretty little girl to deceive me. I'm happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling, rolling home, rolling home, rolling home. By the light of the silvery moon,
happy is the day when we line up for our pay, as we go rolling, rolling home,
rolling home.
He's got fourpence, jolly, jolly fourpence. He's got fourpence to last him all his life.
I've got tuppence to spend,
and tuppence to lend,
and no pence to send home to my wife. I've got tuppence,
jolly, jolly tuppence.
I've got tuppence, gotta last me all my life.
Got tuppence.
No pence to lend,
and no pence to send home to his wife.
He's got no pence, jolly, jolly, no pence. He's got no pence to last him all his life. There is no pence to spend, no pence to lend, no pence to send home to his wife, poor wife.
No care have I to grieve me, no pretty little girl to deceive me. I'm happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling, rolling home.
Rolling home, rolling home,
rolling home,
rolling home,
rolling home, home. By the light of the silvery moon,
when we line up for our pay,
as we go rolling, rolling
home. Rolling home. Rolling home. Rolling home. Rolling home. That there was the number one song hit such exciting islands as Attu, Guadalcanal, and Sicily.
Hey, I'm back.
I don't believe it.
Okay, go ahead. Kid me. You know, I've learned how to take it.
Yeah?
And it's made me see there's nothing in just getting by. It's made me resolve to make something of myself.
Well, I like a guy with nerve enough to start from nothing.
Like you.
Merci beaucoup.
I'm not asking for mercy, believe me.
Listen, don't knock it. You may need it someday.
I've written a song.
This may be the day.
What's the name of the song you've written, Yuki?
Well, the title is "So Things Don't Look So Bright, Smile and Everything Will Be All Right. Just Get In and Fight."
Mammy, oh my. That's the title, huh?
You like it?
I want to hear Yuki's song. Go on and sing it, Yuki.
Oh, thanks, Miss Irwin. It goes something like this. If you get hit by a car, don't let it bring you down. If your golf is over par, just you smile and don't you frown.
Don't think the world's ready for it.
Don't say that.
I don't think it's ready.
I may have an overnight hit.
I don't think it'll get past 11:30.
Oh, let me hear you play it without singing, Yuki.
All right, I'll try it.
Just a melody, huh?
Doesn't the melody stick?
Not quite the word, but you're close.
Well, I'll let you hear the tune again. It's kind of catchy.
Well, in that case, stand over there. I don't want to catch it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you agree to sing this song, I mean introduce it, I could arrange to have your picture on the cover.
Oh, that's nice. Nice, Yuki, but wouldn't that make me appear a little bold?
You could wear a hat. Don't give me that. Hey, how about it? You going to sing my song, Bing?
Well,
what's it mean to you?
Well, it's not
singing my song, it's absolutely nothing for you to do.
I like you, Yuki, and I'd be very happy to do what I can for you. There's one thing I want to tell you frankly.
What's that?
This is a very bad song.
Oh, just give it one try, huh?
Okay.
If you get hit by a car, don't let it get you down. If your golf is on the par, just smile and don't just frown.
You want to know something?
What?
I agree with you. I think it's a very bad song.
Oh, of course, friends, and this is on the level. When a good song comes along, it's a pleasure to sing it for the first time. And here for the first time is a tune that seems to be heading in the right direction. Riding Herd on a Cloud. This old world is stampeding, but alas, what it's needing is a cowhand in the sky. So I'm through rope and dogie. Let's corral those access bogies. Give me a horse that can fly. Now he's riding her on a cloud tonight. Left his spurs and his saddle on the range with his cattle, and he's now in flight with a crew of hardy hustlers on the lookout for some rustlers who might be sneaking up on Uncle Sam. Gave his horse up in trade for a course on how to saddle a plane and fly. Now he's in for the duration, hi-yi-yipping information with the cowboys of the sky. Someone back home feeling mighty proud. Praise for him riding herd on a cloud tonight.
1931, bridge players haggle over the relative merits of the Lenz and Culbertson systems, and Mahatma Gandhi shakes hands with the King of England. 1931, King Alfonso of Spain abdicates, and Great Britain, Denmark, Finland, and Japan abandon gold standards. 1931, and men with the knowledge of national events are saying,
double, redouble, vulnerable contract bridge. You know, there's a game a man can't win unless he's going to cheat.
Well, last night you won, remember?
Calling me a cheater?
Well.
You know what happens to guys who cheat at bridge?
What?
They get buried with simple honors.
Oh, Harry, why can't you be more sophisticated?
Sophisticated? Say, I know a song that's so Park Avenue you almost got to put on a dinner jacket just to sing the verse. It goes like this. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're
one. Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon is.
We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here. Gone.
Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night.
I have you, love, and we can taste the music together, dancing in the dark.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing. Dancing in the dark, and it's tuning.
We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone.
Looking for the light of a new love to
brighten up.
When I have you, love,
and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark, in the dark, dancing in the dark with you.
Running head and head with the top air comedians is our good friend Ed Gardner, the inimitable Archie of Duffy's Tavern, that mythical Gotham pump room where the elite meet to eat. Archie visited the old hall last September when Bro Bob was holding forth. So naturally, when I read in the pub keeper's rag that Archie was on the West Coast again, I invited him to drop in at the old music hall and see me. That he accepted, I consider such an honor that I can hear the tintinnabulation of fame ringing in my ear. I can see my name embossed on the scutcheon of time. In fact, words fail me. So I simply say, welcome, Archie.
It might have been better if them words had failed you sooner. Thanks. Likewise. You know, funny, me being here tonight thing. Just before I left New York, you know, to Metropolis.
Yeah.
Duffy and me was talking about how many people get by on the radio with no talent, you know.
Yeah.
Your name happened to come up.
I am honored.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what started the argument.
What argument?
About who is better, you see. You versus your brother Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So Duffy says, look, Archie, sometimes Bing ain't as good as Bob, and sometimes Bob is better than Bing. And sometimes it's just the other way around.
Two sides to every question.
Yeah, say, yeah. So I said, let's look at it logical and musical, Duffy. Bing is to Bob as Stravinsky is to Haydn. See? So Duffy says, you're wrong, Archie. Bing is the one that ought to be Haydn. But I defended you.
I am forever your debtor.
Yes, yeah, I explained to him that Bob has his bad night, too.
Of course. Naturally, how are things at Duffy's, Arch?
Well, the place is closed for the summer for altercations.
You must mean alterations. Altercation is a fight, a brawl, so to speak.
Firstly, what happens at Duffy's ain't no taffy ball.
That explains your presence in Hollywood, then.
Well, not exactly. You see, I came out here to engage into the seminar.
I suppose it'd be corny for a fellow to make the old crack about a cinema bum album.
No, go ahead. I never heard it. What is it?
Hey, Archie, if you're going to get into the movies, is there any chance of me getting in your picture? You know, they're looking for new faces.
Listen, Yuki, if that face you're wearing is new, you sure got it wrinkled in a hurry.
I slept in it last night.
Oh. Listen, don't be too brusque with this boy, Archie. His face has a certain piquancy, a certain insouciance, a certain newness, a certain tang.
Orangutan.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, no compliments intended.
So you came out here to be an actor, Archie?
Yeah, Bing, I gotta act. It's part of me,
I see.
The smell of the grease ball is in me now. Yep, Hollywood will overwhelm me, huh?
You want to take a tip from me, Archie?
Sure, Mr. Trotter, what?
All you have to do to make good in Hollywood is to put up a big front.
You ought to be the head man around this. I'm not insulting you, of course. I'm just speaking a roundabout way.
Archie, have you decided on a vehicle for your first picture?
A vehicle? No, but I will probably use the Sunset Bus.
Oh, no, Art. Vehicle means the picture itself.
You're telling me, an Oxford man? Guy from Old Ely? Yes, I was thinking about maybe doing a picture with Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, do you know Hedy?
If I don't, I'm a liar. Yeah, she used to hang around our joint all the time. I'll never forget the night she sent a waiter over to ask me to dance.
She sent a waiter over to ask you to dance?
Certainly.
What'd you do?
I danced with him. Yeah. He's a pretty good dancer, too, for a waiter. Yeah, Hedy will be glad to see me again, huh?
Well, I'll see if I can be of any help to you. You just call on me, huh?
Oh, gee, that's fine, Bing. Thanks.
Anytime you want to use my makeup kit, my dressing room, my car, golf sticks, anything.
Well, gee, wait, thanks. That's what I call a real friend.
You can even use my clothes.
Fuzzy. Leave us not carry this friendship too far. Excuse me.
You got it?
Hello? Hello, Duffy. Hey, Duffy, how come you're calling away to California? Huh? Duffy, it's past Jersey. Why, certainly. Probably cost you about $1.25. Well, all right, I'll talk fast. Well, I'm here with Crosby and Trotter. Huh? Describe Trotter? Duffy, that's a big order. Give you an idea, huh? Well, all I know is that he tried to join the Air Force, but they turned him down on account of stomach trouble. He couldn't get it through the door of the plane. Huh? Crosby? He's a singer. Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could hire him to sing in a joint. Huh? Get Sinatra, huh?
Listen, Duffy. There's a war on. These days, you take Ersatz. Listen, Duffy, you're wrong. This Crosby's a big name. Certainly, with a guy like that, we can jack up the sandwiches to a dime. Certainly. Another thing, a guy like that Crosby can help solve our employment problem. Certainly. Grows his own bus boy. Yeah. Well, I'll see what I can do with him. Okay, Duffy.
I take it I'm about to receive an offer, huh?
Yep, Crosby. $15 a week and all the food you can stomach.
$15 the best you can do?
You want more than I'm getting? And don't forget the working conditions, you know, and any other joint. The customers throw things at you, but Duffy's always protects the artist.
They don't throw things.
Yeah, but you have the privilege of throwing them back. Besides, think of the prestige of a guy like you working in Duffy's. You'll be heard by nothing but the hoi polloi.
Strictly high class, huh?
Strictly the Connick straight there. Yes, we hardly cater to nothing but countesses, princesses, Margarages, dukes, barons. Mercy, it's a novelty when a peasant walks in.
Listen, you think, I don't know, I might not be good enough to sing in a lush spot like that.
Well, frankly, you ain't, but what can you get for 15 a week? just a second. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Huh? Just a second. Bing, Duffy says we might use you as a singing waiter, but first he would like to hear you sing.
You mean I have to audition after all these years?
That's the point. It is possible that there have been too many of them years. listen, Duffy. Didn't you ever hear the way the guy sings that boo 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 boo? Certainly. He can sing and cool off the soup at the same time. Huh? Well, just a second. Crosby, Duffy would like to talk to you.
Okay, I got him. Hello, Duffy. This is Bing Crosby. Hmm? Okay. Can it be the trees that fill the trees with rain? What, Duffy? No, Duffy, no.
What's he saying?
He wants to know if I ever sold fish on Lenox Avenue.
Let me talk to him.
Take it.
Duffy, Mr. Crosby is a high-class singer. He sold fish on Park Avenue. Okay, I'll ask him. Duffy, Bing, Duffy insists on an audition. What would you like to sing?
Well, Sweet Delaney's the one I generally audition for the snack bar trade.
Sweet Delaney. Well, that's right up my alley. I'll accompany you at the piano.
Okay, you going to play the piano?
Yeah.
Say, Arch.
Yeah.
Give me a little intro, huh?
A little intro?
Yeah.
The Steinway. The Turby one.
Arch, I'm going to sing. I ain't going to dance. Ready?
That's what you say.
Can it be the tree?
This is Wawani.
Can it be the breeze that fills the trees with rare and magic perfume?
Say, Arch. Hey.
Huh?
I think we'd better check with Duffy, see how we're doing. Just see if I have my piece all right.
Hello? Yeah. Well, what do you think of it so far, Duffy?
Bad as that, huh?
Yeah, I see.
What'd he say?
He says the singing is lousy, but to grab the piano player.
Your eyes are blue. the old, not the new, but the old, oh, the old mill stream. Oh, baby, by the old mill stream. That's where I first met you, pretty baby.
All is lost.
Dressed in gingham, not silk, not satin, but gingham too. For it was there, it wasn't here, it was there I knew. Oh, baby, it was there I knew. You love me.
Rebroadcast to you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.